When you start investing in stocks, you seek investment advice. When you seek investment advice, you go to the internet. When you go to the internet, you start believing all the wacky correlations spouted by armchair analysts.
Sell, 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 sell.
When you start believing those wacky correlations, you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh. When you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh, you offend your lactose intolerant girlfriend, who in turn moves out. When your girlfriend moves out, you can't afford rent on your own because all your money is tied up in the stock market. When you can't afford rent on your own, you become homeless and alone.
Thank you.
Don't become homeless and alone. Get rid of financial advice from armchair analysts and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
Now, how much weight do you guys in research place on butter in Bangladesh production?
Man, I don't even know anybody in Bangladesh. About as rural as I get is Paulding County, and I always ask
that's rural
you every
enough,
morning,
then.
How much butter y'all made today?
Yeah, I don't know how much butter is being made out there. I know a few other things might be, but you know, it's not really appropriate.
I'm not even going there.
You got to pay for it.
I'm
with
talking
Bitcoin,
about
though,
peanuts
right?
and cotton and all
well,
the other
I'm just
stuff
saying
that
you're
you
on your
on
fifth
farm.
Child about to be born.
Wow.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, there's all kinds of production we had out in Paulding County.
No doubt. All right, on that note, let's tell folks where they can answer real legitimate financial questions. You can give us a call, 770-429-9166. Call our question hotline, 1-855-429-9166. Or you can email us, Dr. Gene, that's G-E-N-E. At Hensler.com, H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R. And if you want to go to our website, you might be able to answer some of your more widely held questions, I guess.
Yeah.
Financial questions there. We got quite a bit of information on the website. And like I said, if you want to see Curly from Three Stooges, you can go on just look up Jarrett McKenzie.
Yeah. You only get the profile pic, though. You know, I'm not... like you said, I have a face for radio, so
yeah,
I'm not on the videos on the homepage yeah. like you, Troy.
Yeah,
I'm working on it.
And Mo aren't there with you. Yeah. It's just Curly.
I've been trying to grow this mustache out. It's not working that
way. Well, it's a little light. I'm not, you know, it's light colored. So.
Well, you know, I'm getting there.
All right, so now that we've crashed our website with people going to see Jarrett.
So, well, now this week I got a call and from someone. I believe her name is Charlene. I had it written down on a sticky note and lost it on my way up here. So, but she wanted to know what our thoughts were on GE.
Yeah, GE, General Electric, one of the oldest companies that's still in the Dow. I think they've been in there since like the turn of the last century, early 1900s. And, you know, we talked a little earlier about it being the smallest company on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Because its price is only $14. It actually gotten beat half to death in the last year. We've seen GE's price fall 43% while the market was up huge, 21% in 2017. So what's going on at GE? Well, a few years back, we actually opted to sell them as well. Under their previous leadership, the company decided, while everyone else is outsourcing everything else to other companies, maybe even offshore, that they were going to start hiring engineers. Now, I'm not saying that's a bad thing, that we're going to pay Americans to do jobs, but the reality is you go from specializing in certain things to now you're going to create your own situation. Instead, I mean, you know, even around here, the way technology is, you'd really rather have another company do it. But when they started doing some of the things they did and paring the company down, you know, we went through the last recession with GE having to get help from the government because it was, while it's in the industrials industry, it actually had loads and loads of financial sector, exposure.
Yeah.
Recently, they spun off Synchrony, you know, does... a lot of financial things. So we're down now to a company that looks a whole lot more industrial than it ever has.
Well, so, but how attractive is it now that it's come down to where it has? And I don't know if that's what Charlene's getting at, but it seems like, I mean, to your point, if it's fallen that much, and it clearly has met our investment criteria
well,
before.
Well, let's talk about that because just because a company declines in value doesn't necessarily mean that it's attractive. It, again, depends on how much you're going to get in cash flow off the backside of the business. So one of the things they've been dealing with is still an overhang from the previous financial situation. They owned a company that sold a lot of long-term care insurance. We talk a lot on this radio show about long-term care insurance, what an awesome tool it is to use for financial planning, you know, when you could potentially have issues with your health later in life. It kicks in and takes care of you, right?
Sure.
Well, in the low interest rate environment, they haven't been able to and especially think about what's going on. We got baby boomers that are aging, right? So they're having to be taken care of by this company who's they've stepped up and said they'll be liable for the costs of that. They said in the fall, fourth quarter, that or this was third quarter, reported in fourth quarter, that they might have as much as $3 billion as a write-down due to that. Well, now it's blossomed to maybe twice that much.
Wow.
The company is really struggling with some of the overhang of assets that they had actually pushed off, and they don't really have revenues at this point, but they still have the liabilities. So I think it's still too soon to buy GE. They're priced, you know, around, I think it's high 14s, mid 14s on a price to earnings ratio. But again, you know, I'm glad that we sold it when we did, but in reality, we're still not recommending it. Price is down, but it's still not where it needs to be for me to
and Charlene,
jump on it.
Think about this, because it's something I learned in college, and it kind of changed the way I look at things. But believe it or not, with what Troy's talking about, that $14 stock can be more expensive than, say, Procter & Gamble at $80.
Absolutely.
And it all goes back to the price to earnings. You know, a lot of people don't understand that. They're looking at that market price and saying, this is a cheaper stock. I can get it for a good value because it's come down. Not necessarily. Just because, to your point, it's come down, that doesn't mean that it's cheaper. In fact, like I said, it could be more expensive than, say, Procter & Gamble at $80. So, you know, just keep that in mind as you're evaluating whether or not you want to spend the money to purchase some of these shares or keep them anyways.
Right, yeah. Valuation is expressed in dollars, but it really is more of a concept of how much you get for how much you spend, and that's always the way it's been.
Yep.
All right, let's go to another question. Blake from Ellenwood, he asks, why is it important to factor inflation into retirement planning? How much inflation do I need to factor in? Inflation's been in the news a lot lately. Part of the reason that, you know, some folks have said that the market is going down. We've seen wage growth at 2.9%, but that's not what we're talking about, right? It's more your spending that the inflation impacts.
That's true. You know, and Jennifer can speak to this as well, I know, but, you know, we generally use 4.6% for inflation, right?
And that's I would say that's a little high, but we like to err on the conservative side. We look at what inflation, you know, was from 1929 to the present. But you have years when, like, Carter was in office and you had 12 to 14% inflation in a year. Even if you use, like, a 3%, which has probably been more the long-term average inflation rate, that's still significant over a period of time. That can make a big difference. And, you know, if you are planning on retiring and living 30 years once you retire, you know, that can really add up over that period of time.
Well, think about that. If you applied a 3% rate to your spending, which let's just say it's $80,000 this year, 3% on $80,000 every year for 30 years, I mean, can you imagine what that cost of your spending is going to look like down the road? And so to answer your question, Blake, I think that's one of the most important factors that you'll use when you're looking at your retirement planning, because that ultimately is going to be your gauge for how much you need to grow your money, just in order for it not to lose value, right? I mean, that's why we tell folks keeping your money in the bank and even in short-term CDs these days could actually cause you to lose money because of that inflation factor. And so it's an offset that you absolutely have to keep in mind and consider and have part of your financial plan, because otherwise it could be the difference between being able to retire early and not being able to retire early.
At all.
Yeah, so
maybe,
just, to, you know, I know you said 80,000, but just to give you some numbers, if you were spending $50,000 a year and you had an inflation rate of 3% in 10 years, you would need about $67,195
wow.
a year to spend that. In 25 years, you'd need about $105,000.
Well, it adds up quick.
It sure does.
All right, you've been listening to Money Talks. I'm saying the market's up next week. Thanks for listening.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.